Welcome to How to Eat Less Water, the podcast for anyone who's concerned about the state of our environment and wants to live more sustainably, but is short on either time, money, ideas, or all three. I'm your host, Florencia Ramirez, author of the award-winning book Eat Less Water and a kitchen activist. I share bite-sized action steps anyone can implement in their kitchen. Why the kitchen? The average person eats between 500 to 1,300 gallons of virtual water every day. Our food is the best place to turn our hope for a better environment into action. Now, let's dig in and grow well-being together. Welcome to the How to Eat Less Water podcast. I'm your host, Florencia Ramirez, and I'm so glad you're here with me. I'm here with Jennifer Piet, who is a founder and CEO of Narrative Foods, which is a wonderful idea of curating foods from different producers and farmers who really are telling beautiful stories through the products that they produce, from the soil that they work with to the communities that they support. When you buy a box of food from Narrative Foods, you are absolutely growing well-being. And last week, when I spoke about different ways that we could support sustainability for this season, for this gift-giving season, so I thought I really need to bring Jennifer into this conversation because she is offering all of us an opportunity to grow well-being through our products to those people who we love in our lives and for ourselves so that we could bring these products to our holiday table. So what she does is tremendous. And I'm going to turn it over to Jennifer to talk about what is Narrative Food, what are the offerings, and how we can engage and support the work that she's doing, because she is absolutely on the forefront of this movement to grow well-being on the planet through our food, which is the most powerful and potent place to make a difference on this planet.
What a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much. As you know.
Well, you make it easy to speak beauty, actually, because the work that you do is steeped in the beautiful.
Yeah, it really can be quite uplifting because I get to interact with so many amazing people. When I founded Narrative Food in 2010, we started as a farm-to-table home delivery service, which I know
yes,
because
that's how
you had many boxes. And those boxes were curating foods from all the food groups, including fresh produce and pasture-raised meats and just every week on telling a different story through food. So they were boxes that had recipes, like even we did one with you with recipes. I think we did one on tamales and you had everything you needed to make the tamales. During the pandemic, we really scaled a lot because so many people needed nourishing food on their doorsteps and couldn't go to the farmers markets. And there were suddenly a lot of growers and makers who had lost a huge market when the restaurants shut down and the farmers markets shut down. And so we were really excited to play a role during the pandemic of bridging the gap, at least part of the gap, for those producers and growers, and then all of the customers who needed our support to get the good food during a kind of scary time.
I remember, but, and during that time, there was even a wait list, right, to get your
Yeah, it went really crazy in the very beginning. There was it just was so unexpected. And on top of just the normal demand from our community, there was an article that came out in the New York Times.
Yeah,
Really snowballed. And I was there helping packing boxes because all hands on deck. And every time I went into the office to look at the computer, there was another, I don't know, 100 people signed up. It was going crazy. And I was just like, no, I have to stop it. So we just stopped the deluge and started a waiting list. And we eventually worked through that. And initially in the first 2 to 3 weeks, I think we quintupled our volume, which was a huge challenge logistically for us. to do at a scary time where, you know, suddenly our entire team were frontline workers. So just not being able to stay at home. So we rose to the occasion and that was, it stabilized after a little bit of time and we were able to work through the waiting list. But then last year, mid-year, when everything started to open up again, we had a big decrease and it wasn't adding up for us anymore. And so by the end of the year, I just had to make a very difficult decision. And what I landed on was to focus on an aspect of the business that we had done for many years as a sideline. And that was basically corporate gifting and gifting in general, where we could just focus on shelf-stable products, which wouldn't require, it's very expensive to have fresh food and coolers and wilting kale and rotting strawberries and all that, whereas the shelf stable is just a less expensive thing to manage in terms of overheads. So I was like, okay, I will just pivot the entire company. So we did what many people did, which was we pivoted. And
It was also an evolution, like a next step, because you had gained through all of this work that you've done, you've built so many relationships and also a wisdom. Every time I would get a box from you, it felt like Christmas. It really did, because then you would open up these boxes and you would have, of course, all the vegetables, which would be beautiful. And then all of these recipes. So not only did you curate the food, but our meal planning for the week, which I loved. And then you would have what you're calling shelf stable products, the jars of things that I would never have found on my own. But because you're out there and you're talking to different people and engaging within this community of food producers who are producing food at the artisan level, you're bringing that to us who are not out there in the same way that you are. So for me, it's not necessarily just a pivot, but more of an evolution of you getting ready to get ready for this next phase of this work to still bring us this really wonderful box of curated food, but maybe just not the kale with it.
I love to think that there's so many beautiful farmers markets around that people can develop their relationships with their growers and handle that part and then use some of the kinds of things that we have to complement it all.
Can you tell us right now, what are some of the products that you have?
I have so many, but I would say that as I've been doing a lot of curation for larger company gifts, for example, there are two areas that I've focused in on particularly this year. And actually, before I do that, I just want to step back. One thing that I didn't really touch on that will help this make a little bit more sense is just to flag that we've been a certified B Corp since 2013, which means that we are audited for our social and environmental impact. And up until this year, under B Corp, we had what's called an impact model. And that impact model was a local impact model. Because we were sourcing a large part of everything hyper-locally and all of our customers were local. But when I made the change, that impact model changed as well. So instead of having the local impact model, now that we're shipping nationally and also increasing our radius of where we source from, we're more focused on the practices and what people are doing than just miles. Because of that, we changed our impact model to what's called Design to Give. And so now all of our gift boxes that we curate give back to related nonprofits. So that box that maybe celebrates making tamales or tortillas might give back to Churla, for example, which is about immigrant rights. Or we have a box with some Asian products that gives back to API Forward, which is a Asian Pacific Islander nonprofit. Or we also give back to, we joined 1% for the Planet as well in April, so that basically our commitment in the Design to Give model with B Corp is to give back at least 2% of all of our sales, gross sales, to nonprofits. So with the 1% for the Planet certification, the intention is to give back about half of the nonprofits would be environmental nonprofits and the other more like socially oriented. All of the gift boxes are thought about in that context. And then stepping back, when you're asking like what types of products we're sourcing right now, always we have different criteria that we're looking at. It's usually going to be small batch or women owned or impact driven or certified B Corp or 1% for the planet as well. But the area that I've been most interested in right now, there are two areas. One of them is in a handful of products that we've sourced in particular for the holiday period, which are certified regenerative organic. And the other is upcycled, because I think both of those, particularly as gifts, our boxes include some collateral that helps tell the story that we're wanting to tell. And so I think those are both sort of new things that not everybody is quite clear on. And so if in some way by receiving this gift, you start to learn something new about a new category of foods that you might look out for or start to enjoy or didn't even know that it existed. In that small way, we're helping spread a gospel around. The upcycled foods basically are contributing to reducing food waste because they're using byproducts of food production in a new way. For example, we're working with a company called Renewal Mill, who have these cookies that they did with Myokos Creamery, a plant-based cheeses. And they're also certified B Corp. And so they have some food waste in the production of these plant-based cheese products that Renewal Mill is able to take and upcycle into cookies. So that's super interesting. And then the regenerative organic.
Just saw that label for the first time at the grocery store on food was the regenerative organic label. And yes. I thought that was really important to now make a distinction. I haven't looked at their guidelines yet of all that you need to do to become certified regenerative organic. Because like I said, I just saw that for the first time this last week. And I've not really ever heard of upcycle. Which is why I also love what you do, because, and I know that's really part of your narrative food, the name of your business or your company is really about story that food tells, but then you're also educating us as well. That's between the lines of these stories, right?
Not to make it heavy, but Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So I love this whole idea of upcycled food. Yeah.
Renewal Mill is definitely on the cutting edge of that movement of upcycled foods. And they mostly have like cookies, brownie mixes, cookie mixes. They're using a flour called okara, which it's a new category. And the regenerative organic label, there's a few different entities in this space, and some of them veer more towards like pasture-raised meats and certifying those. There's the regenerative organic certified is a label that was really developed by Patagonia and Dr. Bronner's and some other entities. You have to be certified organic as well to qualify for the regenerative organic certification. And I think the other two areas that they're looking for on top of the organic is basically soil health, and then that people are treated fairly and well. So it's a more holistic approach, but it's also early days for all of this, and it's articulating itself. Like I was talking to one of my favorite growers from up in San Ynez, who his practices are amazing. And he was like, yeah, but like one of the things with regenerative organic is they talk about no-till because they believe that the tilling is not helping the soil absorb carbon in the same way as no-till. I think it's evolving But the basic thing of the ability of soil to sequester carbon is really the thing.
And water. And hold water.
Yes, true.
Because it can hold water up to 1,000 times more when soil is healthy and alive.
Yes.
With microbiology. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're losing so much topsoil. I mean, it's really urgent. So next year in the new farm bill in 2023, which is one of the most important things to put some energy behind these movements, is having the support of the farm bill, because traditionally the farm bill has been more so supporting commodity crops. It's this vicious circle where a lot of those commodity crops are leading to chronic disease and pollution and all sorts of things. So there needs to be a radical rethinking of how we invest as a country in our soil.
The momentum is building. The momentum is building to move us into growing food in different ways. And the work that you do through these gift boxes that support farmers who are on the ground in the soil, you know, who can't do that work unless we, the consumer, the eater, are supporting that. Because we could say, oh, this is so great what people are doing, but we also, we need to just not wait for farm bills, but we also need to be the energy that spurs change. And, and at that ground level, and that happens through what we support through our dollars. And this holiday season where there's lots of dollars flowing gives us a good opportunity to put our money and our energy behind growing well-being, because it doesn't stop just because it's the holiday season. This is a good opportunity for us to continue to support the things that we know are important for us.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about some of the scrumptious things that we can find in your gift boxes to get us excited about going to your website and putting some orders in for the people who we care about this holiday season?
There's so many different sort of themes that we've created. And quite honestly, I think at this time of year, people really do gravitate towards the yummy treats. But we do try, for example, oh my God, one of my very, very favorite makers on the planet, she preserves fruit and her name is June Taylor. She's very well known up in the Bay Area, and she had a place for maybe 30 years called The Still Room in Berkeley. And she sort of came out of the Alice Waters group of makers. And I mean, she's just has these exacting standards from each piece of fruit that she preserves to the label. She's in the process of retiring, and I bought almost everything that she still had. These beautiful fruit syrups with these like amazing combinations.
I have had that. I love it. It is so good because then you can pour it on ice cream. You can pour it into tonic water, right? And
over some cut fruit, over your pancakes even. It's delicious.
And I just want to say the only reason I know this product is because of you and your boxes. Otherwise, there's no way I would have found this something from the Bay Area that's made in such small batches. I wouldn't have had access to that unless I had stumbled into the shop. But you bring these things to us, which is a gift. What is the name of the box to find these syrups?
I did hold a lot of them back for custom gifts, but they are available. The fruit peel is in our Hello California Sunshine box, includes the fruit peels and all these other things like this beautiful drinking chocolate from Dick Taylor. It's all tastes of California, tastes of the sunshine, from dates to the preserved fruit peel, to the chocolate, to, these really cute little gingerbread mug people that hang from the side of your mug. What else is in that box? These regenerative organic whiskey spice walnuts from Old Dog Ranch, which is getting their regenerative organic certification. In fact, there were two sort of sources of nuts that I used a lot during the holidays. One of them is Old Dog, and the other one is Burroughs Family Ranch. And they're both either already regenerative organic certified or in the process of getting that. And I just love supporting that, particularly in a state where nuts can require a lot of water. I just feel like they're so mindful of that whole
thing. Right now, I'm on your website, narrativefood.com. And I can see the different gift boxes, like Stir Fry Box, which supporting the API Forward movement, Tortilla Lovers Box that you had mentioned, supporting Churla, Cocktail Lovers Gift Box, supporting CLA, Vinaigrette Box, supporting
Five Gyres. Yeah, they're trying to wean us off of plastic.
And that's important. I notice everything that you have is packaged in glass and paper.
Some of them have biodegradable packaging as well. Some of the stuff that looks like it might be plastic, particularly from these regenerative producers, they're even down to the packaging, they're being really mindful. I can't quite 100% get away from plastic, but I'm trying.
Right. Oh, and I see the one you're talking about. Hello, California Sunshine, supporting the Rural Central Kitchen.
Yeah.
These are all so wonderful. And the thing too, is I notice, especially as I'm getting older, is I have so much. I have too much stuff. And so we know those people in our lives, like for example, our parents, who have so much that they don't need anything else. So, and then we find ourselves at Christmas time trying to rack our brain, like, what can we get them that they already don't have or that is just not going to be packed away? Well, food is such a great one to give people because they will enjoy it. It's something that they don't have. It's something that won't collect dust somewhere, but will be eaten and it's biodegradable. There's little waste. It's such a great gift to give to that person who has so much and still want to give them an offering during the holiday, just of gratitude for who they are and bring a gift. So this is a perfect gift.
We have a new product that we created, actually, our own product.
I'm so glad to hear that.
It's the first one we've ever made, and it's called Popcorn for Peace. And it gives back to World Central Kitchen, which I would say is our biggest beneficiary. I'm just always in awe of the work that they're doing.
I see your graphics on peace, there.
Yeah, the graphics. Well, my daughter's at art school, and she created the graphics, which are super cute, and they're printed onto a canvas bag, which is filled with popcorn.
So what are they holding? Oh, they're holding on to the popcorn. They're like little.
Yes, they're kind of flying up in the air with
little characters. I love it.
It's really cute. And then
it really is.
The popcorn comes from a grower who is transitioning to regenerative organic as well. And the Popcorn for Peace is a little love story because my boyfriend inherited a spice shop from his mother in Olympia, Washington. And it's a spice shop that's been there for 50 years. And then he showed me this one blend that's a sort of smoked salts and a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of paprika. And I smelled it. And I was like, oh, we should try that on this popcorn I have from Finley Farms, who are up here in Santa Ynez. And it was amazing. And in our description, I said that it was a match made in heaven.
Which is why these little characters are actually making their rise up to heaven. Holding onto popcorn.
Each bag has a really cute little glass vial filled with this topping in the bag of popcorn. It's kernels. It's not popped. It's just a really cute stocking stuffer. And all I can say is I'm sort of addicted to it.
So you could buy that just on its own, just the popcorn. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's in the shop, the pantry.
Yes.
For people listening to this, you have to go onto this website because it is so much fun.
I mean, a series of photos.
Are you so talking about creative. The little creative? Yeah, all the little. Yeah.
I had a blast because actually there's a young photographer that I met through my daughter who they were together in school back in January. I was like, let's do all my pantry categories like this.
Where did you get all of these figurines from?
They're used in train models. There's people that have the train sets and they have little scale setups with people and railway yards. I was even able to find strippers.
I see the stripper where she has her coat open and she's standing on top of a spice. This is great. It's hard to even explain what this is. You have to see it. It's just visually decadent.
I just wanted to have some fun because
like honestly, the seafood.
Yeah, the tins of seafood. And you have all these sort of like divers and swimmers diving, jumping into the.
And sunbathing. Sunbathing in the oil. This is great. Tell us about the shop subscription boxes.
Oh, so that's a monthly subscription. And every month it's on a different theme. If you go to that page, you can see pretty much all the boxes we've done through the year. So it might be a Valentine's box. It might be a tortilla box. It might be around tea. This month we're doing regenerative organic products. You can do a 3-month, 6-month open-ended subscription. So it could be a subscription that you gift as well.
I thank you so much, Jennifer, for the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me to this.
Yeah. And just all of these people and organizations that your work supports directly. And I really look forward to shopping on your site. And I'm excited about the subscription boxes.
I do invite people to explore that and relax and enjoy being in the kitchen and cooking, because so many people just have this sort of mental block against it. They mystify the kitchen. And so I invite people to just reclaim that space and own it, enjoy it, and try some of these products. Of course, we do a lot of things that don't require cooking, but I mourn the loss of cooking in many households where it's maligned.
And our kitchens is the place that has the power to reshape and change the story for our planet when it comes to water, soil, when it comes to environmental health and our own human health, right? It all begins in the kitchen.
Sitting around the table with your loved ones, shelling beans, that's the best check-in moment that I've ever found.
Or making tamales.
Exactly. All of those things.
All of it.
I could go on for hours, as you can tell. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being you.
Well, thank you for being you.
Being on the forefront.
You know, we've been inspired and by you for years and just so happy to have this friendship.
Oh, thank you. I certainly hope those of you who are listening will go visit narrativefood.com and consider these gift boxes for your gift giving this holiday season. It is the most sustainable way to shop for the people you love.
Let's stay connected. Sign up for my newsletter and receive more tips in your inbox weekly and 15% off your first purchase at the Eat Less Water Shop. You can also find me on your favorite social media space at Eat Less Water. Please remember to hit subscribe and leave a review, even if it's only the star rating, because every one of them will increase the chances of other like-minded folks to find us. Thank you for joining me on this journey to eat less water. Together, we will write the story of well-being for this planet we have the privilege to call home. Meet you back here every Wednesday. There is power in the collective.